You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Braille and Beyond event here at the Mitchell Library, and I'm joined by RNIB's own Matthew Clark.
Hello, you're far too kind.
So, big day for Braille. Also, big day for you. You're giving a speech today. Give us a bit of flavour as to what we can expect in what you're going to be talking about today.
Well, the offer to speak here came when I learned how local some of the Braille and Beyond events were going to be. Having long lived in Glasgow now and benefited myself from a Braille course here at the Mitchell Library, I said, oh, if there's anything you need to help on the day, let me know. And they asked, would you like to share your story as you relearned the Braille code here? And I thought, you know what? That was a good offer and that's a very good ask, and here I am, and it makes so much sense to me to be able to share my story to hopefully inspire myself a wee bit more, every individual in the room, but also every individual who's part of an organisation. This anniversary, these events are an opportunity for us all to challenge ourselves to be better at using Braille, promoting Braille, being allies to Braille, so that it is relevance and we can all enjoy the empowerment and liberty that comes from our own tactile literacy that bit more. So speaking here is really about sharing and encouraging all of that for me.
There are any other speakers that you're particularly looking forward to hearing today?
There are some good speakers here today, but the highlight for me is really everyone who's in the room and what they can each take away from it. It's about what the speakers, about what we can all encourage in the individuals, the organisations that are here. And ultimately, whereas when I was on the Braille course here, I feared that the Mitchell Library in Glasgow wouldn't continue to be a centre of excellence for Braille anymore. The resource unit officer retired just after the course, and now here we are showing off the resources, and we've got people in the room who are trying to make a difference. So That's what I'm really excited about. It's a complete change. When I was last here, I was worrying about Braille. Now I'm here next, I'm excited about it.
Good stuff. It's what we like to hear. And my final question for you, Matthew, is as we celebrate 200 years of Braille with this year-long Braille 200 celebration, what does Braille mean to you?
Well, I suppose it means what I've found as I've rediscovered it in the last few years, that it can make my life more fun, more empowered, more meaningful. My first use rediscovering it was in a really tough job in an insurance claims department that I used to have. I was really struggling with how to manage all the multitasking. Braille ended up being a solution where I could work smarter, not harder, and use a Braille display as my note taker while I was on calls, my hands dancing between the keyboard, touch type in, doing the computer systems, and while I was on a call managing the notes for that. Now today it's about using Braille cue cards, it's about writing greetings cards. There are so many things I can do with it and that I want to keep discovering, enjoying, and sharing that with other people.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Matthew Clark, Inclusive Design Associate from the RNIB, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.